Welcome to our 16th episode of the Broken Pictures podcast / YouTube show, where we discuss the top five things in pop culture that you might have missed this week. And there could potentially be spoilers for your favorite TV shows, movies, comics, and or video games. You've been warned. This is the FOMO show. This is Dylan.
Andrew.
Ollie, this is Quinn.
And once again, I'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube or podcast. Hello to all our new watchers and or listeners in the States or internationally. And a special thank you. I drank an energy drink, so I'm like spitting all over the place. A special thank you to the crazy people who have returned. We appreciate you. And if you want to keep the conversation going or support the show, you can, of course, comment below. But you can also find that information in the episode notes and or the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. With our podcast provider, Anchor, you can go leave us a message. You can download the app on your phone and or tablet. Or you can go to www.anchor.fm/thefomoshow. And leave us a message. We could play it on the show. That'd be cool. YouTube viewers, please subscribe and hit the little bell icon.
Ding.
You can get notifications for when we have new videos coming out. And if you're listening by podcast, please leave us 5 stars and subscribe in your podcast app. I'm all over the place today. So this is Andrew. He's a mutual friend. And our guest host today. Thanks for joining us, Andrew. Yes.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure.
A whole lot of men in here. Present company excluded. Usually it's the opposite problem. You have to start worrying about that.
Right, right. It's getting to be the summertime.
Yeah. All right, so special notes. If you follow our show, you notice that last week's episode got out late, and our Walking Dead episode also got out late. So we had some weird sound issues. Hopefully, we got them fixed this week. But also, Lydia's boss passed away. We were close to him. He was a good man, and so. It was a very difficult week for Lydia. She's not here this week. She's having to work extra time. But anyways, so spoiler alert, if you don't know, we will be covering all kinds of stuff. So we could potentially get into spoiler territory. So you've been warned. And let's see, what are you guys into this week? What are you listening to? What are you guys into this week? What have you watched? What have you listened to? What did you play? What did you read?
I have a guest. You can go first.
I can go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so read, play, watch.
Yeah, like any kind of pop culture media.
Yes, gotcha.
What did you do this week?
Well, as always, I'm still watching because I got the DC Universe. So I've been way into Doom Patrol. Yeah. So it's still pretty, it's weird, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Oh, yeah, we also do, because it's a FOMO show, do you miss it or don't miss it?
Miss it?
You say don't miss it or miss it?
Don't miss it. Oh, Doom Patrol?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely don't miss it, okay, because especially if you're a Grant Morrison fan, they even call out Grant Morrison fans in the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk, he's the bad guy. Basically, like breaking the fourth wall left and right. Nice. It's just so he's got everyone's number who's watching. He's like, I know. I know exactly who's watching the show.
Oh wow, man,
that's cool.
It's fun.
Oh, well, me, myself, and I, we watched WrestleMania this past Sunday. So we sat in our living room for 7.5 hours. Nice. And watch some nice people beat each other up and throw each other through tables. It was nice. What else? I saw something else. I don't remember. Oh, I'm just catching up on Gotham since it's the last season.
Nice.
I need to do that.
Yeah, the new Joker image came out. He looks like a crinkled up
he looks bad.
That's
what happened. I think they're tired of doing pretty boy jokers. I think they want to look more.
Put this one in a meat grinder.
Look more wretched again.
Yeah.
No more face tattoos.
Yeah. I keep seeing all the new jokers on the memes and everything, but they're not including him. It looks horrible. He's a TV joker. He don't count. Even though they're still counting like the old Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
His Caesar, I forget his name.
Oh, Mark Hamill, of course, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
If you happen to have the WWE Network, I mean, chances you probably already watch WrestleMania. I'm going to say don't miss it because it was fun. 7 hours, but it was fun.
It takes some commitment. Hardcore fans. Let's see. This week, we started watching Game of Thrones season 7, just trying to catch up. Legit. Also, the first episode of the Twilight Zone, the new Twilight Zone, is on Netflix, and I watched it, and it is crazy.
It's got Kumail Nanjiani in the first episode. I wanted to watch that so bad.
Yeah, I like it. It's weird. Like, of course, it's the Twilight Zone, so it's weird. And I saw people commenting saying the first episode sucked, but the second one was really good. So if I like the first episode, I'm going to love the second episode. I love that weird stuff. Let's see. What else? For pizza movie night, we watched Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet again.
Nice.
Because the kids hadn't seen it. We watched it without him. So, don't miss, of course, Game of Thrones. Don't miss the Twilight Zone. Personally, I gotta say, miss the Wreck-It Ralph movie. I still don't like it.
It didn't quite.
They broke all the rules of the first one to make the second one.
It didn't quite have that same the feel that I had when I watched the first one. I'll admit. I mean, it had its moments, but
yeah, it was definitely funny. But I mean,
I still like the first one better.
Like the whole first one is about like don't go turbo, it's bad. And the second one, she wants to go turbo, but everybody's cool with it. It's like what? It's like what changed?
Right, and it was her game she was in too, and then she's like, I'm tired of my game.
Yeah, it's no big deal because you know whatever.
Spoilers there.
Yeah, oops.
But hey,
it's been out for like 6 months.
I'm good. Yeah. So yeah, if you're watching, if we get into something that you don't want to see, just fast forward until the title above us changes, and then you can watch the next thing. So.
Wait, is that why there's not a sign anymore? Because you put titles over there?
Yeah, I do it digitally now.
What?
So if I stick my arm up, it's like in the words now.
Do I need to look up every now?
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, moving on. Where are we? We're at the one thing that I do that. Okay.
The one thing you do every week.
So now it's time for my favorite part of the show, the number one movie of the week. And the number one movie is Shazam. But no lightning hit me because I'm inside. Oh wait, does lightning hit him if he's inside? Does it burn through the ceiling?
That's a good question. Is it magic lightning? Maybe
it is magic lightning.
It goes through the roof for whatever reason.
That could be like his one weakness. Like if he's in a metal building,
he burns every house down. Okay. All right, but yeah, it's Shazam. And oddly enough, like I was reading the article last week, this movie is like in between Aquaman and Wonder Woman as far as how good it's doing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the timeline.
Oh, no.
The timeline's out the window at this point.
Yeah, right? There's no such thing.
The DC what?
This is just movies that happen to have the DC in it.
DC, you know.
It happens.
I think that's always kind of been their style, though.
Exactly,
it's like everything's kind of loosely stuff so they can pick and choose and move this guy here and there.
It's DC.
That's how they do.
Yeah, that's their thing. We should have known that they weren't going to be consistent up front.
Right.
It's like when your late friend always, I'm going to be on time. Yeah, okay.
You tell them another time so that they'll be there on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which, I don't know. I think it kind of works. And it kind of, you know, to some people it doesn't because some people love that Marvel stuff where it's all just so tightly woven, you know, and nobody's. But at the same time, when they do what they do, they were able to get, I feel like, have more freedom to at least be more self-contained movies that sometimes end up working better in life than some Marvel movies.
And I like that because, I mean, you don't want the same flavor. It's like, why do the same thing?
Right.
I mean, you know, do what you do and do it well.
There's no such thing as a DC formula, but there is a Marvel formula,
right,
and they stick to that like it's their religion. Do not mess with the algorithm.
Yeah.
And it might not be a thing after Avengers 4. We'll see. Hopefully.
There might be a drop off. You know, because I think a lot of guys will be, it's like their last movie.
Please.
So, new releases for theaters and disc and digital are going to show up on your screen right now.
It's probably still going. It tastes like a burger.
Yeah. So, our top five in pop culture / entertainment this week, we're going to start off with Avengers Endgame. Because they said they were done.
They're not done.
But the dang Russo brothers are liars.
Of course they are.
They're not done. They said, with the last teaser, they're like, oh, that's it. That's all you're getting. And then it was like another teaser. And now there's another one. It's like, pretty soon they're just going to put the whole movie online. Just drop it by that, the like every 30 minutes.
I thought that was gonna happen at one point. At some point in time, somebody's just gonna be like, "Oh, I accidentally loaded the whole movie."
It's gonna be Marker.
and at this point, it better be worth it because I hear some people paid upwards of $5,000 for their ticket to see it the first night.
Where and why?
Yeah,
what theater is this?
Just wait in the theater or open up another slot.
Yeah.
It's like you do know that you're going into a movie theater full of people who are going to behave in completely different ways than maybe you want them to.
Exactly.
And that's why I usually don't go first night.
Yeah, wait 2 weeks and go.
Because you'll always get that one lady that's sitting right over here in the row behind you with her family and her grandkids being like, there goes that Iron Man. I told you he was going to do it. I knew he was going to do it.
Why is he flying?
Or that little kid that's like,
why is he sad? Where's Rocket?
And then that one guy that brings his girlfriend's like, I thought Batman was going to be here too. And then he just walks up and leaves.
Exactly.
And then there's one guy.
The one guy's like,
I know what that meant. They said something and I know what it means. I know what it means.
Yeah.
It's like, we all do.
Laughs at the wrong times. You're going to have somebody that's like, I just want to tell you guys about my Lord. No. Like, take the entire front. It's perfect opportunity.
There'll be the four or five people who decided to dress in costumes, but they kind of gave up because they were, you know, really sweaty. So they like they got their, they're taking their helmets off. Like,
he's been camping and for 3 days.
Yeah, they're just kind of walking in like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, yay,
costumes.
And they're just like, oh.
I never could get my friend group to do that. I'm the guy that's like, let's do that. And they're like, no.
And you've seen that one video clip, right, of the one where it's like towards the end of the first movie and, you know, Thor shows up and the whole crowd, just like the whole theater's just erupting. And it's like, I guess that could be fun, but at the same time, I would have been like,
it's a whole different experience.
Like, I enjoy the social commentary, or like, not commentary, but the social aspect of the movie theater, especially for like scary movies. Oh, it's really fun. Mm-hmm. But like, if it, you know, if it's something that I'm like dying to see, I don't know. Cause I'm like, I hate it when people talk in movies, but I'm one of those people that talk in the movies.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, scary movies. We saw Get Out, and that was a good one to be in the full theater full of, because there was some people were doing very good, like accurate, like not just don't go in there, but like the, you know, people dropped in a good, oh, hell no. it was just perfect. It was perfect, like always perfectly timed.
So nice. I have a problem. That's why I don't go see scary movies in theaters, and I just kind of stop watching them all together mostly.
Right.
But so when I get scared, there are two reactions. The first reaction is either I'm going to, like, all right, one of us has to die, so let's go. And the second reaction, if I'm with somebody else, and like my friend Chris can attest to this because I've done this a lot to him, not intending to, like I punched him in the face and like thrown him towards the problem and then ran.
In the theater.
Like in the theater. So like one time we went and saw, I forgot what we were seeing, but like something scared me. So I just like punched him 6 times and pushed him over into the next seat.
Wow.
And I didn't run, but I felt better.
Yeah. Note to self, if you go with Quinn, do the man rule where there's like a chair between you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's good to have that buffer.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a new clip out, right? And they just watched it. They hadn't even seen it yet.
First time.
And apparently, like, I'm getting mixed messages because I saw Nerdist said something about there was another press thing that showed, like, the beginning of the movie and there was some more info or something. But this clip, some people are posting it as the first, like, the opening to the movie or something. But, yeah, so it explains where Captain Marvel's been this whole time. And, of course, Don Cheadle, Iron Patriot,
War Machine. He's back to War Machine because we all agree that
rocks.
Iron Patriot was lame.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's cooler. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Not even close.
Yeah. So he calls her out. They tried to make up for it with that one shot. Did you see that? They tried to make up with the Marvel one shot.
Yeah.
With the Mandarin.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Right. Yes. They covered all their bases.
You've been using my name. I was like, yes, and then they never did anything with it.
I think Marvel's always been on the fence about it because I think isn't the Mandarin's kind of got some racial like.
They're doing a full on Shang Li movie though.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So why not? You could have just put the Mandarin in there. It wouldn't have been fine. Everybody would have literally got over it.
Some people were just like, oh, problematic, but I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, how many years ago did Iron Man 3 come out? Like,
that was, what was that?
Like, close to 5 now.
Was it 2013?
Still a completely different environment than it is today.
Yeah, even that, just that small gap of time.
Was it 2013?
Yeah. I think it was, because it was.
What was I doing? I went and saw it when I was in Houston, so I don't remember how old I was. okay. Well,
Aaron now.
I don't know either.
All right, so apparently, of course, everybody's breaking down this clip and, you know, analyzing everything. So when, like, we saw it in the trailer where, you know, Thor calls his hammer Stormbreaker and, you know, I like this one and all that kind of stuff. When she turns around towards him, apparently, if you raise the volume up really high, it sounds like she's saying, I have telepathy, which... I don't know what to think about it, if it's just like BS or what. Of course, the Russos have been known to lie in trailers and just outright lie. So it's hard to say. Plus, Sam Jackson said that Captain Marvel had all kinds of powers that aren't necessarily in the comic book, including like time travel, he said. But I don't know. Who even knows at this point what is real and what's just... BS, you know.
She could pull a Barry Allen then and just go really fast.
Just go really I don't know how I'm feeling anymore. Yeah. What? I mean, yeah, she has her supernova form that she can push a planet, but like, are you saying she can just, I don't know, I quit.
I don't know.
You can't quit now.
That's our resident comic experts right there. she's beyond my over my head. So some more information. Endgame is reportedly Stan Lee's last cameo. So tears. And let's see. I hate to move on from that quick just because Stan the man. But let's see. Kevin Feige has also but he said that they're not going to give a movie lineup. Everybody thought he was going to make all these big announcements after Endgame come out. And he said he's going to wait until... after Spider-Man, because I think Spider-Man comes out early July and then Comic-Con is later in July, so that makes sense if they're going to do all that at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And he also said that it could potentially be 5 years until we get X-Men or Fantastic Four, which sucks because everybody's got all these theories about how the X-Men could come in with stones.
What I was hoping so badly for was that maybe at least they would just touch on it in Endgame at some point, maybe towards the end of the movie or something like that.
Like going through the quantum realm and they like see all other like realms and dimensions that mm-hmm. exist, and like somebody's there, woman's like, just one.
I thought there was a slight hint. I might be completely crazy, but I was watching Endgame again, and like the song, not Endgame, sorry, the one before
Infinity War,
and it's like when the Guardians of the Galaxy show up, they have the first scene, and they're listening to Rubber Band Man, but I forget what the band's name, but. And I was like, Rubber Band Man. So I'm thinking like, oh, maybe that's that doesn't be like, which Marvel character could be called a Rubber Band Man? It's like, oh, I don't know, Mr. Fantastic.
Of course.
But, you know, that was just my out there guess. It could have been.
Yeah, it could be cool.
I feel so, like on Arrow, they've been dropping hints like about Blue Beetle since like three seasons back, and he still hasn't shown up.
So. Oh, wow.
Infinity Crisis.
Okay, gotcha. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you can't jump fandoms. Let's stay on track.
Oh, well, sorry. I'm just kidding.
Just teasing. So, they did kind of retcon Scarlet Witch's powers, saying that in a book they released, saying that her powers were, what was the word that they used?
Awakened?
They were like inherent powers that were awakened by the stone.
She was using only 1% of her power.
Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
So they're leaning that way, and it also like so Vice, right? The movie where Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
That's out on DVD already, right? Or Blu-ray, I should say, just because I'm old. But it's out already. That movie, let's say, you know, 6, 8, 9 months ago, it was in theaters, right? So they probably filmed it close to a year or 2 years ago. And I want to say on the red carpet recently, Kevin Feige dropped the hint that they helped negotiate the film rights for Galactus to have an appearance in that movie. So why would it be Kevin Feige and not Fox negotiating the deal for Galactus if Galactus is included in Fox's Fantastic Four rights that long ago?
Like I said, you know, I feel like they knew this was coming for a while, so I feel like they've got to at least give us a little something. Yeah. And of course they would lie to us. I mean, why would they? Because
Can I tell y'all about my thing about Galactus being the Power Stone?
Oh, no, I think I've heard something about this.
Yeah. Like, so that Galactus's body itself is just a husk that's somewhere out there in space, and somebody somehow separated his soul and it became the Power Stone. And that's why it's purple, because in the past, like, it's been different colors, like usually red, but now it's purple.
Galactus likes that purple, and I've been waiting to actually see him in a movie ever since he was that space cloud in the second Fantastic Four movie. Oh, the biggest disappointment.
Yeah,
that mess was gross. But also the other thing, like in the first Guardians, how they explained what the Power Stone does. Mm-hmm. Like it has the power, you know, just to destroy an entire planet. Mm-hmm. And then he has his body and just...
I want to see him with hands and legs and a full body, and I want to see him grab a planet and just munch after another, like a big cookie. And
yeah, for real.
I don't want to see no more space clouds. Enough with the space clouds.
Yeah. So also, they're also saying that, you know, because of leaks or whatever with toys and stuff, that there is a bigger threat. That something that Thanos did, basically because he wiped out half the universe, like some of the gods of the Marvel Universe are going to step in and be like, no, Thanos, you can't upset the balance.
Which is where they'll tie in with the Eternals, right?
Right.
Which I've just started reading some of that.
Yeah.
Neil Gaiman stuff.
Potentially, they could, have Galactus. And, also there was another thing. A while back... because they used Ego, the Living Planet, in Guardians 2, they had cut a deal with Fox because Ego is also part of the Fantastic Four deal.
Right.
When Fox wanted to do the X-Men on television with the Gifted TV show, they didn't have the TV rights. So they had to get permission from Marvel to do that. And supposedly, in exchange, they got Ego. Marvel got Ego, the rights to Ego. Gotcha. But... could there have been more to that that we just don't know yet? And if they were talking, they were on good terms that early that long ago, then, because I want to say The Gifted's on like season 3 or 4 now.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I guarantee you there's some backdoor deals going on that, you know, they're having unofficial meetings and stuff like that. Because, I mean, they filmed the shawarma scene at the premiere of Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, I
like,
didn't know this.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say Chris Evans had a full beard. That's why he's sitting like with his arm like this. And okay. They had like a skin thing over it to make it look like it wasn't hairy or whatever. But
huh. That's what they should have done with Superman then. Justice League. He should have just been going flap. Like this the whole time.
hey guys. How's it going? It's me, Superman. Nothing to see here. Let's go stop that stuff on the wall.
I can't.
I jumped phantoms again. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, if the Fox deal went through a couple weeks ago, and Endgame was finished filming like a month ago, and it doesn't come out for another couple weeks, they could have very, very potentially filmed an after credits scene where Mr. Fantastic walks in and is like, oh, you're selling the Avengers Tower. I'd like to buy that.
Have the Super Scrolls show up or something. I don't know. Yeah. They've already got
the because in the Spider-Man Far From Home teaser, there he swings by the library, and in the background you can see Avengers Tower, but it's being worked on. And so...
getting turned to the Baxter Building.
Potentially. I would love to see that. I mean, that's one of the fan theories out there.
Walk in. Reed's just up there. Then he's like, Reed, I really know we should buy this place. It's like, it's fine. And Tony's walking in. Reed, I always really like my sloppy seconds.
Yeah, see, that's all you gotta do. Yeah.
I bet they'll say that verbatim. That sounds so correct. And they need another big brain guy, because if Iron Man's stepping out, then it's got to be Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And keep a deal with Robert Downey Jr. where he just pops in every once in a while. Unless he dies, well, I don't know, we'll see.
Because I don't think he hates doing it. I don't think I think he's having a fun
time. I want to say it was like Avengers 2. He had like the biggest payday ever because he got a percentage of the earnings. It's insane.
Wow.
He got it's insane. He got like $20 million off, or some stupid amount. It's ridiculous. I don't even know at this point.
He really is a super genius.
Yeah.
But now, number two.
Yeah, we got to move on. We probably spent 20 minutes on it. I'm not even timing at this point.
Number two.
What is number two? The Walking Dead. Oh my gosh. This is another big one. So Scott Gimple, who was the showrunner for The Walking Dead, now is the overarching evil genius for the greater Walking Dead universe. And he was on The Talking Dead a couple weeks ago, and they were trying to get some information out of him because there was, you know, talk of a spinoff out there and all kinds of different stuff. So Chris Hardwick's kind of probing him, and he made some announcements that he was going to make some announcements, and Chris Hardwick was like, you're effing with me. But Scott Gimple said that throughout the rest of the year, there's going to be a steady flow of announcements, and then 2020 is going to be bananas. And he's been true to his word, because there's been all kinds of crap come out recently. And I'm just going to read through this as fast as I can. They've announced what the new spinoff is going to be. It's going to be two young female leads that are part of a first generation after the apocalypse. So like Judith's age. Could potentially, they would have to be older, like in their mid-20s or something like that. Otherwise, it would just be basically the same year we're already at. So that's interesting, just to see how they live in this world. And they're not familiar with the old world, so if they found video games or something, they'd be like,
they wouldn't know what that mess is.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know.
Or a car, because no one drives cars anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they kind of do. Well, I don't know.
They do if it's like super long distances, but I've been under the impression they ain't got gas.
Yeah, that's true. Well, ethanol. I mean, they can make ethanol and stuff.
They ain't got gas.
Right, they're pulling minivans with horses at this point. So they're going to film in Virginia, and according to an AMC exec, they're hoping to, starting in 2020, have year-round Walking Dead content. Whether that's going to be on their streaming service or on the channel, they're going to have all kinds of stuff. In 2020, of course, the Rick movie is coming out. This spinoff is going to air in 2020. So it's like Scott Gimple said, it's going to be bananas. Like, they're going to have stuff coming out left and right. And one thing that one of the YouTube videos I was watching said was that this could potentially show like old man Daryl or old lady Carol or some of the characters we're already familiar with, just older versions, which would be pretty cool.
Who do you think would play old man Daryl? Because you think that they wouldn't get Reedus? They're just going to put him in the old man makeup?
I would think so.
Yeah, get like,
it's like white hair, just like, ugh.
is Chris Christopherson still alive?
I think so.
Yeah, have him play.
Oh, yeah.
Have him look like, I don't know. I mean, I love Norman Reedus, but, yeah. You know.
Or even if they did like Old Man Rick, that would be like, what? It's like, yeah. So, also, season 10 begins filming next month, May 6th. So, we're going to have new casting news come out soon. And that could include some information about Lauren Cohan, who plays Maggie. According to comicbook.com, they're reporting that Whiskey Cavalier, her new show, which is only one season out so far, is going to be canceled next month. That it is getting the second lowest ratings to any freshman show out there. And she's been making these press tours recently saying more and more about how she's not done with The Walking Dead. So they could be. And plus, Angela Kang said that she's written season 10 and she is fully included Lauren Cohan. So so that's good. We definitely, at this point, we need some of our main characters to come back.
Yeah.
I've been losing too much.
You know what happens when they don't, Henry.
Not a fan of Henry. Actor, yes. Character, no. All right, so we should probably see a teaser at Comic-Con for Season 10, which is mid to late July. And Angela Kang also teased that in season 10, everybody's kind of like on her for these time jumps because we had these huge time jumps. And beginning with season 10, winter will be over. So everybody's like, oh, another time jump. But to be honest, we've been time jumping since the beginning because they haven't really gone full winter.
Yeah.
I mean, they've worn like coats and stuff, but no, I mean, they jumped around a lot.
I thought like almost every season's been like exactly. Time jumping, like that I guess it's like season 3 or season 4 when it's just like it's them and they're all kind of quiet at the beginning and Carl grabs like that dog food thing and starts eating it.
Oh yeah.
I just remember, like,
even
like,
when they eat the dogs.
I was like, this has been like what, like 2 years or
yeah, for real. Yeah, I mean, because some seasons only last, you're only seeing for like a couple months or 2 weeks or whatever. So I mean, jumping all over the place. We just didn't realize it until and now they're telling you, oh, it's a time jump. So now we're just like, oh no, a time jump. So with Michonne leaving next season, Angela Kang has also said in a Deadline interview that they're filming things kind of out of order so that Danai Gurira can be still in all of the season, but they're filming all of her stuff together. That way she can go on and be in Avengers and all that other stuff that she's, of course, writing and starring in plays and just being an all-star. So she also said that even though Michonne is leaving, she's still going to have some heavy, meaty stories going forward in season 10. And she said in the interview that she had just even read one that was like a Michonne-centric episode, kind of like Scars. So that'll be nice. And she's reportedly going to be in the Rick movies after she leaves the show. So she'll be able to come in and film that and just go about her business or whatever. So we'll see how that works with the time jump and where all that lands, because that's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. If she shows up in the first movie, I'm going to be pissed.
She can show up at the end of the first movie and that'll be okay.
Yeah, they could do it like that. But I mean, by the time the Rick movies come out next year, so I guess they're going to start filming soon. But man, I don't know. It's gay. Like the time jump just messes everything up, I guess. I don't know. Anyways.
Maybe the first one's like everything that happened and then at the end of it. Like the end of season 10 with Michonne leaving and then the end of this movie are the exact same scene. They could do it that way. So then
But then the first movie covers like 8 years. You know?
It covers, it could cover a lot.
He just wakes up and is like, oh, that was a good sleep.
I mean, it could happen. Like it could be this big old
winkle.
this big old giant event, wake up, and then it's like, oh, yeah, everything was just calm for the rest of that time.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, also, supposedly in Fear Season 5 that's coming, in the first half, they're going to have a big event that ties everything together and is supposed to tie into the Rick movies.
Disgusting.
Yeah. But also, the showrunner for Fear said that they're... I've been hearing something about like nuclear walkers, like they're kind of changing the game up a little bit. But the showrunner said that there's one walker in particular that's going to change the entire universe.
If it's a walker and it's walking, it does it, and the stuff card's coming out of its mouth, I quit. Because that's no longer Walker. It's Resident Evil. And call Leon S. Kennedy.
What's so wrong with Resident Evil?
What if they start running and they're running?
If they start running, I quit. I ain't dealing with nothing that's going, blah, 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 blah.
Like World War Z.
That sounds to me like they're gonna go Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So like they're gonna, someone's gonna come down with an axe on one, try to like axe one of them in the head. He just grabs him by the arm. It's like, no. And they're like, oh, and then boom, you know, end of
and
season.
He's not a whisperer at all. Yeah, I mean, but, well, if it's a, if he's saying it's a, it's if it's, he's saying it's a walker, then it, like some people were saying, oh, maybe it's a whisperer because whisperers migrate or whatever, and they're in the south and whatever. Mm. But if they're saying it's a walker, then it's not a whisperer by default. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it just looks like a whisperer.
Yeah,
it's hard to say. But when the whisperers were coming in, Eugene did say that it would make sense that they start evolving, and he's, you know, he fully thought that they'd start talk. They'd yeah. started talking at that point. And right. that certain parts of the brain were coming awake. And people are, I know I'm talking over just continually. But remember, I want to say like season 3 with the governor, Milton was doing experiments on them, trying to see if they remember their past lives and stuff like that. So they could tie into all that. And yeah. they've reportedly, the Rick movies are going to be a little more sci-fi than we're used to. So we could be getting into cure or evolution territory.
I'm not. All it takes is one doing that.
Yeah. And that's exciting, except that Robert Kirkman has said recently that The Walking Dead, as at least the comic, is going to be less zombie genre. And I don't know, more soap opera maybe. I don't know. But he's basically said that he's basically said all he wants to say about, I think he said, intestine eating, you know, that type of thing. And he said, it, of course, it's still a thing in that world, but because society, it's been so long, society has gotten used to it and they've adapted to it. So it's not even really a problem anymore. So, I mean, I guess every time somebody dies, they just stab them in the head. No, just move on. Yeah. I mean, that's how they dealt with the plague. They just learned to get around it.
But this year-long content thing that's got me thinking this is like a gold mine for like writers. It's like it's time to just throw scripts at them to see like
true.
I you know, you're talking about having the younger kids have one where it's like Judith is like a toddler. I guess that's now, right? And have her go like just like a 30-minute.
Oh, you're not
short.
Caught up. Yeah, she's like 11 now.
She's like 11. Oh, well,
she's a grown
have,
man.
Have like a one shot where she's like a toddler. She can't quite talk yet. She like breaks away from the group somehow. They have to find her, but it just follows her the whole time. And so like, so the walkers are trying to get her, and but like she keeps like some sort of Tom and Jerry type.
Like
she just
Baby's
does, she
Day
just
Out.
Doesn't realize they're going. She's just having a fun time, just like exploring like a farm, and then they try to get her, but then like they trip at the last second dark. And go into like a wood chipper or something. Just like give me like a funny.
It's like that's the Simon Pegg
and
version.
Then, yeah, and then just have her just sort of waddle back to the group at the end of the episode, and they're like, oh, there she is. Like,
and be like a little a webisode spin. Out, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna pitch that.
You just did.
Yeah, there you go.
It's on the internet now.
Mr. Kirkman,
it's
please.
Out there. Somebody stole it. So, yeah, he said, you know, it's not really gonna be a zombie genre anymore. Which is, you know, what are you gonna do at that point? Is it gonna be a Western? Like, is it pioneer days again?
A post apocalyptic.
Yeah, how do you do that? Like, you're just. Telling stories in everyday life now.
After post-apocalyptic, it's just pre-civilization again.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, except with the Commonwealth, like, it's regular civilization.
Oh yeah,
because
they had money. So
yeah,
like,
so I mean, you.
Wasn't a thing.
It's problematic because now you have to go outside of what everybody already knows is a thing, and like, oh, they're just outside the walls now, you know. Like, I don't know, but yeah, oh yeah, we're somewhere else where that's not a thing anymore. Just forget we showed you that. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Number three,
I think. Are you done? Yeah, okay, good man.
Number three. So, for all you out there, if you didn't know, I'm telling you now, I'm a very avid, I like wrestling. All right,
he likes to wrestle.
I'm a fan.
Or to watch.
I like wrestling. And this past Sunday was WWE's biggest pay-per-view of their year, and the thing that starts their new year, well, sets the tone for it, really, and that was WrestleMania. But with giant spectacles always comes problems. That Saturday, the Saturday before WrestleMania itself.
Giant spectacles.
I was pulling a Quinn. If you, like, watch him. Anytime anybody else is talking and he's not, he's got some kind of gimmick going on.
That Saturday before, like, something that, like, something that happens in wrestling happened, and it's, like, unfortunate, because, like, if you're a fan of it, just be a fan of it. So, during the Hall of Fame ceremony, particularly when Bret Hart was giving his speech for the Hart Foundation getting inducted, a fan jumped over the barricade, slipped by security, slid into the ring, and tackled Bret Hart.
Is it legitimately a fan?
Yeah, it was legitimately a fan. It was some dude from Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Like, and he was wearing, like, a reggae hat with some fake dreads. And
it has to be a real person. Nobody's that dumb.
Yes. And needless to say, he got jacked up. Ooh. Like, before. Ooh. So, surrounding the ring were all the WWE superstars, and they were like, oh, this ain't us. And they, like, 15 people surrounded the ring in, like, 2 seconds. Got in the ring. Travis Brown, who is Ronda Rousey's husband, who is a fighter in the UFC still, got on this man's chest to start punching him.
Oh,
wow. While everybody else was, like, pulling him out of the ring at the same time. And before they handed him over to authorities, he got uppercutted one more time by one of the wrestlers.
Somebody paid that dude.
And then, like, so if you were watching it live, like, what happened was you see Bret Hart get tackled. They cut away to, like, the weirdest angle corner of the stadium.
They started an episode of Quinn's Corner.
Yeah. They just put it in a whole corner. And, like, Asho was like, hey, so nothing's going on. Everything's fine. And then, like,
the one camera guy eating a sandwich.
They get him out of the ring and they put it back on Bret Hart like nothing happened at all. And I'm just like,
hi, he's just
adjusting his tires. Anyway, huh?
Wow.
And so that's one thing. Another thing, Batista had his final match, and not to, you know, opposed to being Batista, he did some very odd things. He was, like, yelling at people in the crowd, and then yelling at Shawn Michaels, and then people behind Shawn Michaels who were actors from the movie that he was in or is in, were, like, just, like, doing weird things. Like, one of them was, like, doing the ravishing Rick Rude hip sway.
And, I saw one clip where he was talking to the announcers, and Gary V's, like, in the background, like, showing off his Jets jersey. Just like, weird.
What was the last thing? Oh, yeah. Ronda Rousey broke her hand, which is why WrestleMania, if you watched it, you saw that ghost. You saw that ghost just make this.
It wasn't my dog this time.
It's the ghost of Ronda Rousey.
Her hand, at least.
Yeah, she broke her hand during the match, and they ended up having to, like, do a quick finish. Like, they were trying to, like, get her to, like, calm down so somebody could, like, sneak and, like, while she's over hiding under the ring, just, like, wrap her hand up so she could finish the match. Mm. But she ended up, like, no, I was like, no, I'm fine. It's a hand. And Becky Lynch ended up,
she
like,
about it.
Yeah. And Becky Lynch ended up, like, creating a botched finish. The match wasn't supposed to end that way. It was supposed to end, like, closer to midnight is what I read.
Oh, that's right. It was 7.5 instead of 8 hours.
Instead of 8 hours. So, like, she ended up catching her in a pin, and then Ronda Rousey had a legitimate look of, like, what just happened on her face, and now she's taking a hiatus because it pissed her off. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man. Wrestling.
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 Other crazy things happened this weekend, too, but
Yeah, as far but as of course, she won't have health care coverage. We talked about that last week.
She won't have health care.
She's going to be out. Yeah. If she's out more than 6 weeks, they'll fire her.
Yeah. But
no, her what's the term? It's like she's going to be fine in a few weeks because she's doing the voice of Sonya.
Oh, yeah, Sonya Blade.
Mortal Kombat 11. So that Mortal Kombat 11 money will
make it feel all better. So
she's going to be all right.
Well, that's as far as WWE.
And I don't know anything about wrestling, so.
Yeah. No, nope, that was the one time.
That's his baby.
That was my baby. But now we move on to the one thing. Oh, now I'm sounding like a whatchacallit. I sound like my nose is like stopped up in death. But yeah, Game of Thrones. Moving on from zombies and fighting in the ring to
more zombies and fighting.
And a bigger ring that's north of the wall.
I always thought of it because we're talking about Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. I mean, make this joke all the time, but how as soon as Game of Thrones started turning into Walking Dead, Walking Dead started turning into Game of Thrones because it was like more like about factions and, you know, leaders and things like that in Walking Dead. Winter. Game of Thrones has got straight up zombies. So I don't know. It's just that weird cross. They always seem to be
weird cross.
I remember.
Why did you point that out to me?
The two huge things, and they just kind of like they just shared their plots. Uh-huh. Like kind of like you take that.
I remember when season one came out, the finale. And they showed like the first like full on walker. Besides like the when they had the, like the weird thing in the episode one or whatever, the shape out of bodies and stuff. Yeah. But you know he showed up and they showed like full on, you know, the blue eyes and everything. Like so many people online, my friends and stuff, were like, "What zombies? Everything's zombies now! I can't believe this."
Not again.
Like it didn't have a book that it was pulling from. Like you didn't know the content what you were watching. Like,
there are undead in Dungeons and Dragons, so yeah, there's always been zombies. So just take it easy. They're here to stay. They're not going nowhere.
Oh, he done pulled out the dice. It's about to get real.
Natural 20.
Bro, why are you joking? But so Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
what are we gonna do for this?
Yeah, so I started rewatching season 7, and episode 1 was the infamous Ed Sheeran episode.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully episode 1 we don't have like Cardi B or somebody like that show up. What you doing with the zombies? It's cold up in here. So,
who you got your contacts for?
But IMDb released a thing today on Twitter. I don't know if it was pre-released, but anyway, you know how they do like the countdowns, like how many F-bombs have been dropped, how many boobs have you seen, right. Or, you know, all this, how many male parts and whatever.
HBO's got a quota for all that.
For real. So apparently, there's already been like 14 musician cameos already.
What?
And I had no clue. I thought Ed Sheeran was like the first sellout moment, but they've been selling out since the beginning.
But who all's been in it?
I have no clue. Okay. I have no clue.
You got to look that up.
And apparently...
you brought your dice.
Yes, what's
the verdict, Dungeon Master?
It was just a 15.
It's not a crit.
It's okay, though.
You fail.
I did.
You can't beat my invisible dice. 20 every time.
Boom, baby. I just went blank. George R.R. Martin said that he doesn't want the series to end. He doesn't think this should be the last season. Of course, money, but yeah. I tend to agree with him. It's like, you ain't done with the books, man.
Right.
Like, how could you finish it?
I'm not sure this has ever happened before, where a show based on a book beat the book to the ending.
For real. Like, he hasn't released a book since they left the books.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they
Which I feel like, and I'm sure I hear the books are great, but I feel like that's going to make more people just be like, well, it's... I'm going to see it first in the show, so why do I have to read the books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except that, like, young Griff and a bunch of other characters are never appearing in the show.
Gotcha. So.
And even still, with like a lot of, have y'all ever read manga? Well, with a lot of manga runs into this problem a lot.
Manga, like, or manga?
Whatever. Japanese comic books. Okay?
Can't say Japaname anymore. That's like racist, isn't it?
We
used to say that, or just people still say that?
Yeah, Japanimation.
Okay. Because we used to say that in the 90s, but I don't hear it anymore. It's just anime. So I didn't know if it was like a new thing.
Too many syllables, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was considered racist now or whatever.
I don't think it's racist.
I don't know.
Well, they run.
I'm a white male. I don't have opinions about things like this.
It's just an 80s word.
They run into this problem a lot in manga.
I just completely just took over there.
They run into this problem a lot, and with in Dragon Ball Super, when they catch up to the manga, they just do their own thing. But then the manga comes back, and it's like, no, this is how the storyline goes here. But so they're the same but separate.
That's almost how kind of
like The Walking Dead.
You've got to have a comic if you want to make the cartoon. That's kind of how it is over there.
Yeah, but with a lot of them, just if it catches up. They start to do their own thing instead of following it verbatim.
And they'll just stop that version and start another version.
Well, they'll make a bunch of filler episodes.
Or that too.
Like the whole back end of Naruto, the original, after the big fight, and it was just nothing but
nothing that needed to happen. It was 50 episodes too.
Oh,
50 episodes of literally nothing.
A handful of very funny ones, like little single episodes, but then a bunch of the story that I didn't care about.
Yeah.
I remember that.
All right. So, who's your pick to sit on the Iron Throne?
I think, I kind of want the, was Arya Stark?
You want Arya Stark?
I think she's awesome. I think she should do it. That's my vote.
That face, though.
What?
I
think everyone's going to die horribly in the fight, and she's going to be the last one. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well.
Okay.
Might as well.
She just takes
somebody else's face.
She just takes a seat. Yeah.
It could be Arya. We don't know.
Because when everyone's like, we don't want you to be in charge, she's like, I can be whoever you want me to be. She just starts pulling faces down like window shards.
That's how she'll rule forever.
Sorry. Yeah. But that's there.
Okay. I can see that one, but my picks, well, one of them was kind of obvious, Jon Snow. Mm. But my other one is my gut feeling, so I gotta say it, and it's Tyrion.
Tyrion, yeah. That would be awesome. That would be an awesome ending,
because they keep saying it's gonna be bittersweet, and bittersweet means Jon and Daenerys die and Tyrion takes the throne.
I'm saying Jon Throne. They're one and the same to me. I'm saying Jon Snow. Let's go through. I've got a list of characters here. Who do you think Jon is going to die or live?
Maybe.
Maybe he's not an option.
Okay, fine.
Live or die.
He's really good at not dying.
You're right. I'm going to say
live. I'll say live.
I think so too.
Okay. Daenerys, live or die?
Dead.
I say die. She's going to die. That's the bittersweet part,
I think. Do you think all the dragons are going to be oft?
No.
You think she'll have one dragon left?
I think there might be an egg or something.
There'll be an egg.
Okay. No. I think she's going to die. Another dragon's going to die. John's going to save that other dragon. And it's like, oh, you're my dragon now.
Mm.
And now he gets
dark. Then at the end, he opens his eyes and they're bright blue.
Wow.
But yeah, I think another dragon's going to die for sure.
Yeah.
At least not all of them. Arya, live or die?
Live.
Live.
I think she's going to live because George R. R. Martin's, well, of course, George R. R. Martin isn't doing the show, but his wife told him, if Arya dies, I will divorce you. I will leave you. So she's a shoe-in.
That's how you get your
not going anywhere.
Night King, live or die?
The Night King. He's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Ice Darth Maul? Yeah, he's going to die.
Die?
I never put that together.
I've seen that comparison all the time because he's got the little spikes on his head.
Oh my gosh. If he starts twirling like a double-sided ice dagger, I'm going to crap my pants.
He's been shown to use a spear.
And two blades are better than one. So.
Yeah. One of the theories actually says that Daenerys is going to become like the new bride of the Night King. And that's part of the bittersweet thing is like she's going to be set in, I don't know what the deal is.
But then the story could continue. I don't know.
Jon's going to become the new Night King.
It's going to be Bran.
Think so? Bran's or maybe it already is Bran.
They could both.
I mean.
Daenerys and Jon could get married, and then they both become like the leaders of the of all the ice people, and they turn it around. They make it work.
Their baby comes out, and he's Guy Fieri. He's like ice and fire, baby.
Roll credits. Everyone's gonna be so satisfied with that ending.
George R. Martin's gonna be like, "I told you so."
This is why I was sitting at a bar on top of this.
His wings are good. I couldn't help it.
He's gonna go to the bar. They're gonna know who he is. They're like, "Oh, let me turn this off for you." He's like, "No, don't you can do it."
All right, Cersei or Cersei, as some people might say.
Who says Cersei?
What? You know what? I heard Jimmy Kimmel he was talking to the actress. I can't remember her name right now.
Is it not Cersei?
No, it just says Cersei. So he was saying Cersei, and she wasn't correcting him, and I was just like, Cersei, what the heck? But then I was watching like an after credits thing with the showrunners. One says Cersei, the other says Cersei. So I was like, how do you collaborate together and you can't even pronounce the names the same?
You're supposed to come to some sort of agreement.
Exactly. It's like, what does George say? That's what's right. All right, live or die.
Live or die for her.
Die. Death.
I think she should. I don't know. She's done some deaths.
Y'all. Death. She's going to be the new ice queen.
Then again, I could see that happening too.
She's already the ice queen. Sansa.
Dead.
I think she's going to survive.
Dead.
She doesn't fight, though, does she? I mean, she's never really gotten in a fight. She's just kind of always in the back, just sort of looking sad.
Yeah, but she's a survivor.
Yeah.
But it's Game of Thrones.
Death.
So, yeah. But I'm hoping she survives. Tyrion.
Live.
Live.
So I think he's going to live because he's basically George R. Martin. He was the only person that George R. Martin was insistent on who should play him from the very beginning. And he's obviously George R. Martin's favorite character and a little bit of himself.
Most people's favorite character.
Yeah. So I think he's going to survive. Unless George R. Martin's like one of those like gotta kill your babies type thing.
Gotta kill your babies.
Well, I mean that's like a writing thing. Oh, it's like you kill your babies, like your favorite things. You gotta give them up to have the better story.
Right.
And George R. Martin is very familiar with that, apparently. But apparently, some of the press has seen episode one, and it's looking not very good for Tyrion right now. Because one of the theories out right now is that him and Varys are conspiring behind Daenerys' back. Remember last season when he went and saw Cersei and it didn't show the whole conversation? And every time him and Daenerys have been together, they've been arguing last season. So...
Don't do it.
Because he had to do something to make it, because he was like, I'm going to go in that room and she's going to kill me. So he had to do something to not make that not happen.
Yeah, and even Varys was telling him, it's like, you have to do something to make her listen because she's going off the rails. Because remember, Varys serves the realm. Not even though he's been Team Daenerys from day one behind the scenes, if she goes Mad King, he's going to be out.
Which she will when she finds out Jon is her nephew.
Think so?
Yes, because she's going to like be like, oh, wait, if we're going by I'm rightful heir to the throne, you're ahead of me because you're my brother's son. So
unless they just together now.
Gross.
They haven't shied away from that type of stuff, way.
Cersei and Jaime just broke up.
That's the whole purpose of the twincest, is to get you used to it. So when Jon and Daenerys get together, you're like, yay!
But then everybody's really wanting them to be together. I was like, can you not? This is still real. Incest.
Where are we as a society where the people are cheering this on?
Yeah, I think that'd be a different. Yeah, it'd be gross in a way that's not the obvious way. Mm-hmm. It'd be like another kind of gross as well. Yeah. Just I don't know.
Still
just,
gross.
Just gross on several different levels. Yeah, one of which levels. That we're all okay with it.
It's Game of Thrones. So Jaime.
Dead.
He'll die probably in a really cool way.
I think because he said that he thinks he's gonna die with Cersei. Cersei thinks that they're gonna die together because they were born together. So I think he's going
to
die.
They need to get him some cool sort of Ash versus the Evil Dead weapon for that.
For like, sure.
Yeah. I guess they wouldn't have chainsaws.
Yeah, how do you do? Yeah, how do you do like
give him a crossbow hand? Like, you know.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That loads from his shoulder like.
Yeah.
Like a machine gun.
Give him a cool
a Gatlin
weapon.
Gun crossbow.
Because he likes to fight, so.
Yeah, we're way off on this. Okay. Bran. Oh, you had something else on Jamie?
Super in the realm of magic at the moment, so they can just like animate the mechanical hand. Or
hey, yeah,
give him a magic
they just
hand.
Stick a freaking walker, not a walker, a white hand on his.
Yeah, just and say make it work. Hey, it's like, yeah. Oh, cool! I have a skeleton hand.
Yeah, Melisandre. She just goes bam like Emerald. Since we're talking about chefs.
Okay.
So Bran, live or die.
Dead. No, Night King.
Hmm?
He's gonna come next.
I'm on the fence on this one. I think because he's so overpowered.
I think he's on another level.
Yeah. Somehow he's got to be taken out of the equation. Otherwise, it'll be.
Is he gonna become one with like the tree or whatever? I don't know. It just seems like, he seems like he's gonna end up being like a Swamp Thing type character, right? Like,
that'd just be cool.
This protector of like reality instead of like.
So.
But if he were to die, like, how are they gonna win?
That's how they win. He dies. I think obviously no one beat the Night King the last time. If this still is the original Night King,
right.
Unless the only way to beat the Night King is to take the place of the Night King.
Right, yeah.
And so if that happens, then Bran will go to sleep for 1,000 years and it's those guys' problem.
Oh, he can warg into him or something. Because apparently they've got a connection already. He could see him even before the touch and all that.
Yeah.
So.
And there's a lot of theories that the Night King is a Stark.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If he is, then I guess a Stark has to take a Stark spot. And then Night King, 1,000 years later, their problem.
Yeah. And of course, there's a theory that when Bran was warging around through time, that he warged into the guy that became the Night King and got stuck in there.
Yeah.
And he is actually the Night King's consciousness. But not yet.
Huh. Okay.
Which is timey-wimey.
Well.
Some of that I'm my own grandpa stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else had ever seen that before. Tom Arnold. I'm my own grandpa. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Go look that up on the internet.
There you go. Something to look up.
Okay.
Brienne of Tarth. If she's anything like her Star Wars character, she's never gonna die.
Right.
No. I don't know how fast.
I say she'll live.
I think she'll live. Yeah. Of course, Baelish is already dead. Varys. I think he's gonna die. Lord Varys, the merman himself.
He'll live.
All right. The Hound.
Dead.
Yeah?
Yep.
Probably will
also die in a really cool
one
way.
One of the theories I like is that him and Arya are going to go up against the mountain and he's going to fall and Arya's going to finish it.
Yeah. Like he has to sacrifice himself for Arya so she can kill the mountain.
Yeah. So she can mark both of them off a list.
Yeah. So,
Melisandre. Melisandre?
I feel like she's just going to be standing on the edge of the battlefield and she's not going to do anything.
Catches a random arrow.
She already told Varys that she had to come back and die in that foreign land. So I'm going to say dead for her. Perfect. She also told Varys that he was. So, I mean, and there's the whole deal with, like, you know, the voice he heard in the flame when they took his parts and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I mean, he's completely freaked out by magic, you know? So that's also part of the theory that has to do with him betraying Daenerys because she is letting some of the red priestesses in or whatever. And he's freaked out by that. Samwell.
He's in the library, so yeah. I think he's safe.
Well, he won't be for much longer. He came back already. Remember, he's there with Bran.
Oh, right.
Because him and Bran are going to break the news to Jon.
So that you slept with your aunt. Oh! World Star!
Wow. I think he's going to live just because I like the theory that he's the one telling the story at the very end. And he told the Maester, you know, you need a more poetic name, you know, Song of Ice and Fire. Da, da. And he's another character that is basically George R. R. Martin himself. So, have you seen the pictures of George R. R. Martin when he was younger?
Looks just like
him. Just like him.
I can believe it.
Jorah. Dead. I think he's good as dead. Jorah Mormont.
You think his scales are going to flare back up again? Or you think they got rid of that?
I think he's going to sacrifice himself.
I think he'll live. I think he'll live and like regain his honor and then go back and be Lord of the Mormont. Hmm.
You think his little niece or whatever is going to give it up?
Kick her in the chest.
Wow, she's a lady.
A young lady.
Euron Greyjoy.
Dead.
Yeah, super dead. He's going to do something really just stupid.
Evil Jack Sparrow. Theon.
Dead.
I think Theon's going to live. I think he's on a redemption arc right now.
Yeah. Redemption by fire. Blow everything up and him with it.
I think he's going to take out Euron and he's going to be the new king of the Iron Islands.
But that's
also too pretty for Game of Thrones. That's way just what I pretty. Want.
But they've already kicked his butt like once or twice, haven't they?
He's been through it. He deserves it, though.
Yeah.
Davos Seaworthy.
Dead.
Dead?
Dead.
I think he's going to survive because he's like a cockroach. True. He jumps from
kingdom to kingdom. He's gonna get caught. Like he's gonna get caught doing something. He's like, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm gonna do this, and then he dies.
Ooh, you know what? Because right now he's basically like John's hand. That would be nuts if John and Daenerys were having it out, and he spoke up at the wrong time, and she just.
Yep.
John was like,
"Yeah, then take her out." There we go.
There you go. Yep.
Yep. I could see that happening. Gendry.
Live.
The only Baratheon left.
Live.
On the pile.
Yes.
I think he's going to live.
Yes.
What do you think, Nicole?
Yes.
Think he's a Lannister?
He is a Lannister.
No. Oh, that theory. Oh, I forgot about that. Because there's a theory, you know, she talked about how she would go to Flea Bottom and stuff like that, and that she was actually one of those in disguise, and the king was, Robert was so drunk that he didn't know the difference.
Yep.
And that was the only way she could get his attention.
Yep. And he talked about his mom being a serving wench and all that. And yeah.
I think for the books, maybe, but not for the show. I don't think they have enough time to go into that. Or maybe that'll be one of the things they leave open ended and we could talk about for the next 20 years. Until they do another spinoff that takes place right after this.
They ain't got time. They don't have to say, like, hold on. Okay. In the one of the last two episodes, if they're storming the castle, they all in the throne room, Cersei's up there like,
my baby!
She's up there giving her last evil monologue because I feel like she needs one before the dragon bursts in and like pop and then tosses her.
Green magic like in Disney like swirls around her.
She like says something like all of you here and then like names off something horrible about everybody and then she'd be like you and you, the bastard I didn't even really want anymore. And,
they could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then dragon chomp, choke out, dead. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Tormund. Giant's Bane.
Dead.
I like him, but
He survived the wall falling. So, I mean, because in the teasers we see him. He's a fan favorite, so maybe the showrunners are keeping him, but I don't know.
I can see him being some sort of wild card, like, made at the last second. Like, they thought he was gone, but then he just, like, pushes some corpses aside. He's like,
I don't think they've established any other wildling enough to take over the wildling kingdom unless he dies and they just become like everybody else or something. I don't know. I'm going to say die. Just because everybody dies. Gregor! I'm going to say die. Because you got to kill him to get to Cersei.
Yeah.
you got to get past Darth Maul.
I want to see. I realize you said like it's probably going to be the Hound and Arya together, but I kind of would like to see Arya just kind of go like attack on Titan on him, just get some like the cables and just swing it around him. He's going to slice him in the back of the neck and just take him down that way.
Like going all Spider-Man on him?
Yeah. It'd be great. It would be the best.
Missandei.
That catch there.
Yeah. I'm going to say her and Grey Worm are both going out.
Together, holding each other.
Oh, boo. Beric Dondarrion. He's just got a fun name.
Who?
Beric Dondarrion, the guy that's been brought back to life 15 times, one-eyed, band of brothers.
No lies. We'll call that dude.
He'll just die again, though. And then, like, the camera's zooming on his face. He's like, it's a living.
If it was written by Monty Python.
I think he'll die and then come back and then die again.
Well, the guy, I forget the name of the guy, the red priest that keeps bringing him back, he died last season.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's it for him. He's on his last life. And they keep teasing between him and the Hound, like his purpose, like why is the God bringing you back? And he's like, I don't know. And I think they're gonna reveal like some big last hurrah of them going out.
Or he could be the one to fight them out.
Yeah, they just that would be anticlimactic.
They just all fight them out.
He goes up the mountain, just like they're gonna have some fodder, a red shirt.
I really feel like the mountain's gonna fight like five characters and kill two of them.
It's good. The episode will be called "The Mountain versus the World."
Crunching heads left and right as they approach.
Like somebody's teeth out again.
Yeah, it's just whack-a-mole. Bronn. Bronn, I want him to get his castle.
Oh,
Jamie's
Blackwater.
Friend. Yeah.
Okay.
Bronn of the Blackwater.
He's been a good bro. Like this whole show, he's been a good guy. I think he should get his castle.
There are theories that he's going to betray Jamie because Cersei's got the money and he wants that castle. But I would hate to see
but
that
how
happen.
Much does he want it? I mean, like he has to come to terms. It's like, do you want, you'll have your castle, but it's going to be surrounded by white zombies.
Yeah, true. I think he's one of those scallywags with a heart of gold. I don't know why I said scallywag, but
it's a good word.
He's a scamp with a heart of gold.
I don't know.
He's actually, like in real life, he's like a famous European singer. Like, legit.
Huh.
And, okay. I don't know if you know it, but him and Lena Headey, who plays Cersei, like, they were together at one point, and their breakup was so bad that they can't even be on the set together anymore.
Was she the one who broke his nose?
Oh, I don't know.
Look that up.
Yep. Robin Arryn. King Robin.
Brave Sir Robin.
That's what I was trying to do. Brave Sir Robin.
Show me the face.
Oh, the kid.
The kid came out sucking on a boob. Okay.
That one.
Is that guy
like
going to make it?
15 on the boob.
Yeah.
He might. You think they can turn him into something worthwhile? Or
no. He's just going to be weird his whole life.
Flashbacks. Boob. No!
He's just sticking his finger in an ant hole like while everyone else is fighting. And they're just climbing over and biting him. He's like,
ow.
How about that?
Run over by just some trampled white horses. Yara Greyjoy.
Dead. Three. No, live. She'll live.
She's the sister of Theon.
Yeah.
She's captured right now.
Yeah, she'll live.
But she's tough.
Yeah.
They'll bust her teeth out, but she'll live.
I think she's going to die. I think Theon's going to, or not Theon, but Euron's going to kill her. And it's going to up
the
stakes.
If that's the case, though,
either way,
the thing that makes Theon go like, all right, that's it. And just,
either way.
And all of a sudden he's like, I just grew a pair.
I feel like two great boys are going to die in an explosion. It's going to, I don't know which one's
that. Let's see. Tullys are dead. Gilly.
Gilly.
She's with
she's still with Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But she'll live.
Let's see. Dario Naharis is still back in the thing. I don't think they're going to revisit him again unless he snuck aboard the ship with the Golden Company or something.
Yeah,
I love you. I'll move past you, buddy. Let's see. Jaqen H'ghar, the Faceless Man.
Oh. Come on now.
I don't think he's going to come back.
Death does not apply to the many face gods.
One of the crazy theories out there right now is that Peter Baelish is actually a faceless man and staged his own death. And the original Peter Baelish has been dead since his duel with Catelyn's brother. Remember that? Yeah, I want to say it was Catelyn's brother.
The Blackfish? Or
maybe. Yeah, because remember he was in love with Catelyn.
Yeah.
And he like went up, he challenged somebody for her and lost. And according to the books, he was nearly mortally wounded. But the theory says that he was actually mortally wounded, and the Faceless Men took over his face and everything because he's got. And like at first when I heard it, I was like, "Oh, that's dumb," but. There's actually some validity to it because, like, how did he, who was basically nobody, end up
way up to be like literally
right, and yeah. End up with that knife that was the one that was traded for Bran's death, and now Arya has it, that sword or that little dagger.
Yeah.
So, like, how did he end up with that? I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot more to it. Look it up online. Let's see. Drogon. Like the,
oh,
big,
the dragon.
Big dragon. Yeah, the
so
big
who's
dragon.
Drogon again? Oh, the dragon.
I think he's either or he dies and Jon ends up
with the baby dragon.
With the other one, yeah. Mira. Is Mira still there? Is she dead? She's still there, right? Mira.
Who is Mira?
The one that brought Bran back. That Bran straight up burned after all that. Yeah,
she left.
Okay. Are we ever even going to see Howland Reed at this point? I doubt it. He's just hiding out. Let's see. Rhaegal. I think that's going to be Jon's dragon. Let's see. Archmaester Imbros, the guy from Harry Potter. I think.
And Hot Buzz.
Yes. I think Sam's going to end up being Archmaester. But I don't think he's going to die, though.
No.
That Sam's just going to replace him.
Yep.
Yeah. So Grey Worm, I think, is the last one here.
Die.
I think he's gonna die too. Yeah. That's everybody. I think that's all of them that were online anyway.
you forgot Ned.
I don't know, man. There's a theory that Ned's not actually dead. He's just hiding out in the crypts.
Ned's not dead because he reattached his head.
Mm-hmm.
Or
this is true.
He was also replaced by the many face gods because
boom.
He does know who they are.
At this point.
Could have, like, struck a bargain.
Maybe.
It's possible. There's a lot of things. If Ned Stark just kind of had just a walk up and bust somebody inside the head with a club because they melted his sword now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right. Okay. This got weird.
That's what I love about this universe, because I said that first as a complete joke, but then we're like, well.
Yeah, there's so many freaking theories
well,
out there.
Don't rule
insane.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the crazy, there are so many theories, but one of them that I kind of like is that, you know how the Night King raises the whites and all the dead, and the crypts are full of dead people, mm-hmm. And there's... Know. There's also it makes a point in the books to say that the whites also don't like iron, and all of the crypts have an iron sword, so it could be like holding them back or something. And the Starks are actually connected to the Night King, you know, and everything. So who knows? Or even maybe it'll do like a Lord of the Rings thing, and Jon raises them to help him fight or something crazy.
What is it with monsters and iron? I've been reading a lot of Hellboy, so it's like it's almost that's his like it's his go-to for almost every monster. It's just like his horseshoe.
They just don't like it for whatever reason. Something about the way it's made.
We could talk about this forever, but Game of Thrones comes back this weekend, and we're super excited about it. Is there anything? Of course, he's got something else to say. Go ahead.
I just elect that this be a whole separate thing from the video because it's going to make it like 2 hours.
Yeah. I want to start. I'm probably going to start doing my own videos and everything because this is going to be the last. I should have said this up front, but this is going to be the last FOMO show for a couple weeks. We're going on hiatus because Lydia and I are getting married and we're going to be on our honeymoon and all that fun stuff.
Nice.
We're actually going to Ireland, so hopefully I'll be able to make videos from the set of Game of Thrones.
You can make a cool Game of Thrones
next
to some, you know, some cliff next to the ocean.
That's what I'm hoping.
Watch
my Instagram and all that stuff for fun stuff, pics and whatnot.
But also, in the meantime, for other things that may interest you or not, whatever, y'all can tune in to Quinn's Corner. I'll probably do like one or two a week just because I'll be bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and we're constantly posting stuff, so
yep.
We'll keep it going during the hiatus.
The heatus.
Yep. And I'm also, you've probably seen already, but I'm going to put Andrew's Twitter handle down there. You're on Twitter, right?
I am. So, I haven't posted anything in like forever, but
okay.
Maybe I'll get back into that.
Yeah. Over there. Yeah, I'm going to put his link down there or whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever the kids are saying now.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all jokes aside.
That's funny.
Number five.
The last one.
I'm
so freaking excited.
You're so freaking excited? I'm excited.
I'm glad. I hope this becomes like a tradition because like Venom was kind of it last year. Joker's it this year. That they keep kind of like, because comic book movies are just all over the place now. So let's start making them more of like a, you know, like for, because it's coming out like October. So it's a good Halloween-y movie. Yes, so yeah, it's like Venom kind of was last year.
Big bads.
Yes. Like it.
Bring out more scary characters for
that time of year. What did you guys think about this Joker trailer? I mean, I saw a meme that was like, like old Joker to creating, you throw him in a vat of acid. New Joker, just throw him into a society.
it hurt so true.
And if you can't see, Quinn's got a little face paint on her.
You said you were going to share with us a Joker voice of some sort.
Like your laugh. Okay. Well, he was kind of doing it. I cut him off. My bad.
It's okay. It's fine. All right. Here we go. Don't mess it up. Talk about something else.
In the new Batman, there's going to be supposedly like 4 different villains. So,
why though?
They're just jumping in with all 4 feet. I didn't even read. I know they talked about the Penguin, and that's the Riddler, maybe.
Penguin, Riddler, Two-Face. You know, they're always those ones you can throw together.
They're conspiring, and he's the detective. Who knows?
Mr. Freeze.
They could do his gang. They could throw Brick in there. They could throw White Whale if they wanted to.
They've already done Croc. For a Suicide Squad, so
yeah.
The ventriloquist. Yeah, we haven't seen him yet.
Calendar Man.
Condiment Man.
Killer Moth.
Man Bat.
I would like
that
to
would
see
be a freaking scary. Do a Halloween Batman.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know the long.
Do the long Halloween. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay.
They can. Any 4 villains work well because Batman's rogue gallery is like everybody's villains, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
usually they work up to that. It's like it would be Batman 4 by the time we would see 4 villains, but
work our way down with Batman movies.
Yeah,
I know they've done.
What are they going to do after this?
I know they're done in Gotham, but do you think like we'll ever see like the Court of Owls?
If that would be really good if they did it in movies because they could do it like over time.
They're not really good for long term, but I mean they like their little three movie chunks at least.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
But the Joker though, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, the trailer looked like it was not modern day. It looked like it was like the '70s.
Kind of
looked
like
in the '80s. Actually,
in the '80s. Yeah. Okay.
And that little kid that he makes smile—that's Bruce Wayne. Yeah. So he's like stupid older than Bruce Wayne at this point.
But it's also playing into the theory, not the theory, the thing that there's three Jokers out there in the world.
True. Right.
Plus, actually, somebody mentioned that the Batman movie that they're putting together is going to take place in the 90s. So, if they were to put them together, I don't know. Yeah. How old was this kid? Like 10? He's going to be like 19?
Which doesn't work because he starts being Batman when he's like 21.
He's like Batman Beyond.
What?
Batman Before.
Yeah. That was so mean, that April Fool's, that was the one that got me this year, was the, it was an entertainment, it was one of those magazines, and they were like, Tim Burton, he's on board, and Michael Keaton, as playing old man Bruce,
oh,
and
they're like,
the Batman Beyond movie, it's happening, I was like, for like 2 seconds, and then I remembered what day it was, and I'm like,
I know they've been talking about it for a while, Kevin Smith actually pitched that.
That
would be amazing.
He'd be great.
That's sad. Why would they mess with us like that?
Because
it's April.
They don't care about us. They're DC. I can't say that anymore because Zack Snyder isn't in charge anymore.
True.
He doesn't care about the fans.
Yeah, I think he needs to take a break.
Alright. We got the courage. Okay, here it comes. Okay.
Brace yourselves.
Nice.
I don't know about you, but the air just got a little colder.
Well done.
I just got my spidey sense on.
But it's a really cool trailer. I liked it. And that's what I like, mainly because I think when the Marvel movies all kind of have to, and I think there have been people who've been able to do their own thing, like Taika Waititi did, you know, Thor Ragnarok, he kind of gave it his sort of spin, and, you know, James Gunn with the Guardians movie. But a lot of them kind of feel like they're definitely cut from the same cloth, and they all got to follow this, you know, this series of rules. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you know, when you make these one-offs, you can totally just do your own thing. And I think hopefully this movie takes full advantage of that. And there's a lot of good people in it. Robert De Niro. So
Based on the King of Comedy.
I need to watch that one. It does kind of seem like it would be like a Scorsese movie almost.
Yeah. And originally, I want to say Scorsese he is producing it, I want to say.
Yeah, cool.
And De Niro was going to be a producer, but he bowed out, but he's still appearing in it.
I think Mark Maron's going to be in it, I heard too, one of my favorite comedians. He's going to have a couple of people from Atlanta. I saw them in the trailer. And I was like, how many people from Atlanta
are going to be in the elevator scene, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good.
And then that whole part where he's walking towards the Arkham Hospital, which I think you could still, and the way that DC likes to do it is they like to roughly reference their other movies. Uh-huh. They don't, and they're like, you can put them together if you want, but you don't have to. But that hospital did look a lot like the one that Heath Ledger blew up and was walking away from. I don't know.
Speaking of, there's a meme out there that has, it's an old picture of Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix, and he's saying, go get him, brother. And then it shows the two Jokers together in the same picture. It's like heart-wrenching, but...
Make sure Joaquin Phoenix gets some good psychiatric evaluations.
Apparently that's bunk, because a lot of the cast members said that he was fully himself the whole time, and he was enjoying himself, living up the character, and it really just had to do with mixing sleeping pills.
Just the wrong mix. It was
Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. By the time I watch.
Yeah, there's so much, like, you hear it from both sides, like, oh, he got lost in it, and then other ones are like, no.
He couldn't sleep for days. He was having problems. He was just trying to sleep. I don't know. That's always what I hear.
Yeah. From what I understand, he already had, like, insomnia already, because he was known, I was living in New York at the time, and he was known for going out to Union Park, or Union Square, and I always forget the name of that one. It's actually one of my favorite places to go.
Union Square.
Yeah. He would go out there and play chess with the bums like at 4 a.m. or something like that.
Cool.
Chess with the bums.
Yeah. He's like a regular out there. I don't know. You got to talk to your docs.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Well, you good?
I'm good on that. Y'all good?
Super excited.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's just sticking with the whole mental illness thing, the Joker and everything.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways. All right, so you got anything else you want to say? All right, we're probably about 2 hours in at this point. I don't even know.
We are.
So thanks for sticking it out. But and thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
you.
Me. It's been good.
This so, I'm sorry. Maybe? I thought I was talking over you, my bad.
No?
Okay. Okay. All right. So once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube or podcast. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you can support the show or you want to support the show, you can comment below, but you can also find all that info in the episode notes and on the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And you can leave us a message on the Anchor app. You can download that on your phone or tablet or visit www.anchor.fm/thefomoshow. And YouTube viewers, please subscribe and tap that little bell icon for notifications when new videos come out. And hopefully a bunch of new ones will come out with the whole Game of Thrones and everything. We'll try to cover that, but, you know, I'll be out of pocket. And podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars and subscribe to the podcast in your podcast app. So this is Dylan.
This is Andrew.
You forgot.
My name's Arthur.
Nice.
This is Quinn, though. Y'all have a...
What?
We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye. Bye.